Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Mayor of the City of Lansing and Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Virge Bernero. Hello, Virge.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
We have not had a chance to talk with you since the debate on Sunday night. Are you satisfied in the way it turned out? I know you wish you had more opportunities.
Well, I'm a bad one to ask. You know, I mean, as a former debater, I'm very critical of my own performance. So, you know, I think of 100 things I should have done differently, but I guess it was okay. I've heard from a lot of people that said I did good, so I must have been all right. But I want a few more opportunities. I think we should have at least two or three more debates. I mean, people got a lot of questions. I think people got a little glimpse of us outside of the commercials, the infomercials and the sound bites, and I think they want more. I actually think people are hankering for more.
You think there's any chance they'll get more?
Well, there's a lot of invites out there, I'll tell you that, Jack. I don't know. Can he continue to run and hide like this? I mean, can he get away with it? I don't know.
Well, based on the latest polling numbers I have seen, I don't see any indication he's going to do anything else. We're talking about Rick Snyder, and based on the lead, if you were in his position, Virge, would you want to debate a couple more times?
Well, absolutely. Of course, I enjoy it. It shouldn't be about a tactical, a strategic decision about where you are in the debate. That's the problem, Jack. That's the problem. It shouldn't be based. There should be three debates at least set up by a gubernatorial commission. It shouldn't be up to the two sides to decide, because then it's a tactical issue about is it good for me or not. It's not about what's good for you. It's about what's good for the electorate, what people need to make an informed decision.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if it had been handled externally and not left it up to the candidates looking at numbers, et cetera.
I think that might come out of this. I think you might see a gubernatorial debate commission, you know, nonprofit kind of thing like they do with the presidential.
Right.
So in the future, you'll get three debates no matter who's up or down in the polls. And I think that'll be good for the democracy, for the state.
All right. One thing we know is very clear. You have been the number one booster of manufacturing in the state. When some people have said manufacturing is dead or it's passé, you have been an unabashed supporter, and now you have a Make It in Michigan for Free plan. Anytime I see the word free, I jump, and I don't exactly understand how that works. But tell us in your plan how this could energize manufacturing in the state of Michigan.
Well, you've laid it up pretty good there. I do believe that we've got to change the tone and tenor of the debate about Michigan I think we've got to rebrand Michigan in a way. And you're absolutely right that I believe manufacturing is the apex. It's crucial to our future. It's a part of our past, yes, but a key part of our future. We have to make things. I think that's self-evident, but, you know, I have to belabor it a little bit because there are people that say, oh, well, Mexico and China can do our manufacturing for us. I think people innately, I think they just have a sense in their gut, if not in their head, that we you got to make things. There's only three ways to create wealth: mine it, farm it, or manufacture it, make it. And just pushing paper, you know, just a service industry, you got to be servicing something. There has to be manufacturing. And that's what made this country great. It's what made this state great. So we got to pave the way for it, because we're in a tough global economy now, made all the tougher by trade agreements that give away the store and put us at a competitive disadvantage. So mayors and governors are left, you know, to just try to design a system where we can entice, take care of the manufacturing we have and entice new manufacturing here. And that's what this is about. This says, look, you know, if we've got empty buildings, empty factories, empty warehouses, which we all know we do all around the state, Detroit, Flint, Pontiac, Lansing, you name it, we've got empty warehouses, empty manufacturing facilities. Let's put them up there. Let's put them on the chopping block and say, look, if you come up here as a manufacturer from anywhere, you want to come here and you'll make something in Michigan. You'll take an old facility, aging infrastructure, and you'll turn it into something new. No taxes for 12 years. No taxes. Make it in Michigan for free. Because we've got to do something bold, Jack. We've got to do something bold. We've got to break out of this economy. We need a lot of activity now, and we need to rebrand Michigan. This will change both the reality and the perception of doing business in Michigan.
All right, a lot of conversation in this election, as there was in the last one, about China. And no one wants American jobs going to China. A lot of talk about the candidates' positions on this. Your views have been very clear, but we have seen Governor Jennifer Granholm go on trade missions around the world, and I think she's been in just about every country in China, except China. How would you deal with China as governor of the state of Michigan, and how could you make the most of the opportunities that are there for the state of Michigan without losing jobs to China?
Well, look, I mean, if there are businesses anywhere in the world that would consider putting a foothold in Michigan, then I want to work with them. You know, businesses anywhere in the world, including China, if they want to expand and create jobs here in Michigan, I am more than open to it. I will talk to anybody about, you know, coming here and setting up jobs, creating jobs here. I'm tired of the outsourcing. I'm tired of the offshoring. You know, in China's case, it's a prickly situation. It's a tough situation because they're a communist country. They jail their people for no apparent reason. They got a guy in jail now who just won the Nobel Peace Prize. And I saw in the paper where the police came and broke up a party. They were having a party, his family, celebrating the fact that he had the Nobel Peace Prize. They couldn't get to him because he's under arrest, but they were having just a gathering of a few people, and the police broke that up. They got problems over there. They got issues over there. They're a communist country. So, you know, what people say, well, would I go to China? Well, yeah, I'd go. I'd not come back, though, is the problem, because I like to just tell the truth. I like to go, and, you know, I like to say what's on my mind. And it bugs me some of the way they operate over there. And I feel like that we could have been, you know, we could have done things differently in this country. You know, I feel like before we offered them unfettered free trade and access to the WTO, the World Trade Organization, I feel like we should have had them change their ways a little bit and be a little more upfront about human rights and freedom of the press, that sort of thing. I think they're a little too closed to society. They're a little too communist for my taste. So, you know, would I work with them? Look, if they want to grow here and create jobs here, absolutely. But I'll fight outsourcing tooth and nail. I'll fight for every American job because I want Michiganders working.
Virge, would you encourage Barack Obama to come to Michigan to campaign for you?
I wouldn't mind it.
Would you encourage Bill Clinton to come to Michigan to campaign for you?
I'd love to see Bill.
What would you tell him about free trade, which was one of his major emphasis, and some people say led to much of the situation that has hurt the state of Michigan?
Well, you got it. You're right. I'm not going to deny it. Bill Clinton and George Bush were wrong on free trade.
Okay.
President Obama is talking tough, and he did implement the tariffs on the Chinese tires, and he is fighting. It appears that he's taking steps to try to make sure we have fair trade. He's calling China on their currency manipulation. He sent the trade representative to South Korea to talk to them about their currency manipulation. You know, their currency manipulation makes their products artificially cheap.
Right.
That's an unfair advantage. We need to level that playing field. I'm not against trade. I just want fair trade.
All right,
and
I'm gonna...
so I'll talk to Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, or anybody else, President Obama, I should say. I'll talk to any of them about the need for fair trade. They got to get with it because it means jobs on Main Street.
I want to talk about something else and fairness and jobs for the city of Lansing. We're talking about the marketplace concept near the city market and a big hang-up over project labor agreements. You're trying to walk a fine line here because you're being pro-business and you've always had a soft spot for labor. But in terms of project labor agreements, are they good, bad? Does it depend?
Well, as you know, Jack, I've worked closely with Pat Gillespie on you know, projects in the city, and I'm delighted to have Pat Gillespie investing in the city.
Sure.
I mean, I'm the one that signed the development agreement with him,
right?
To get this project moving, to have the development on our riverfront, to have the new city market. So I support Pat, and I've been on the phone, you know, the last few days, and I was on the phone before the vote too. I didn't wait for that. I saw what was coming. I saw the gathering storm. And I was trying to get, you know, business and labor together to come up as we always have in Lansing.
Yeah, why has that not happened? Is that possible now?
Yes, it's possible. It's possible. It's like making sausage, you know. If you've ever made sausage, and I actually have, with my family, Italian sausage, of course. And it's an ugly process. It's an ugly process, but it's fascinating. And, of course, you know, it's delicious when you're done. But there are some people that wouldn't have the stomach for it. Some people wouldn't want to be in the kitchen when you got those intestines, when you got those pig intestines stretched out across the kitchen from the faucet, and you're cleaning out the, you know, it's not the prettiest thing. So, you know, that's politics. I think we'll get through this. I have confidence that we will. There's some statewide labor leaders who are stepping in. and trying to find a win-win. And I'm very hopeful and optimistic that we will find a win-win and get this project moving.
All right. I am wondering if there's a way to have a project labor agreement with the tax abatements that were snagged here and have it be that win-win. I guess we'll see in the next few weeks.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Virg, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk with you again during the campaign. And good luck with having it made in Michigan for free. That sounds like a pretty good concept.
Thanks, Jack. Take care, my friend.
All right.